Amen. Praise the Lord. You're singing well tonight. Join it. All of you visiting with us tonight, you're welcome. We're glad to have you. You're a blessing in our presence. Praise the Lord. Old friends coming back too, and visitors new. We just enjoy having all of you tonight. Amen. And all the backslidden that have been out on the road dropping in, we appreciate you too. Amen. We're having a good, hey, how you doing there, Brother Ken? Sister Hutchinson, how you doing? Praise the Lord. Good to have you all tonight. We're glad you're here tonight, and we have tonight a very special guest. First, Mr. Patience himself. I'll say one thing about Mr. Patience, though. He gets things done. You might think he's a very impatient man, but he's about the fastest worker I ever got around in my life. And we thank the Lord for it. Brother Mike, you've been a blessing to us. Won't you come and give us what you have on your heart tonight?
Brother Mike Jackson.
Rick told me to say something ugly about Brother Lundell. So I've been working hard at it. I come up with the ugliest thing I think of. You look more like Brent every day.
That's 2 points.
You're welcome, Brent.
Two for one.
I want to say I appreciate each and every one of you. The road hasn't always been smooth for me and for Susan and I, and as we endeavored to be in Mexico, and you folks have stood with us, you've supported us, you've been behind us, and even when we were ready to give up, you were still there, and I praise the Lord for you, and I thank you. You've been a real rich blessing to me. I'd like to preach something that the Lord's really been working in my heart the last few months. Strange that he'd say what he did tonight. That's part of the reason that some of the things the Lord has dealt with me on, and about patience, about what you put yourself into. My impatience comes from things not happening the way I've got it planned out. It comes from it not happening as quick as I want it to. It comes from being dissatisfied with the way people are applying themselves to get it done. So I'd like to deal with that tonight. I don't have an axe to grind. I have some confessions to make, perhaps. But I'm going to try to point it at you also, because we're the same flesh. Amen. We're the same old clay. But praise the Lord, we have the same potter.
Amen.
And he understands this, and it is a blessing to be in a place where you don't have to be somebody super spiritual. I'm ashamed every time I come up that I'm put up as a missionary. I'm given a title or something, and what I do is maybe less than what's being done by the ones that are making it possible for me to go out, by the supporters. There are many people in here that have a vital ministry, taken on by themselves, by their own desires, and they go out into an area of service, rescue mission. They're trying to get into the ladies' home. I don't even know all that's going on. There's street preaching here in town and all these ministries, and they have taken upon themselves to do this, and they're doing it unto the Lord. And they're doing it heartily, amen, under the Lord. And I praise the Lord for that. And that they work a secular job and they send it down there for us to live down there. True, we've given up some things. We'll never own our own home. We'll, at least Susan and I won't. I don't like to. I'll sell it before we actually get it bought, I think. But we don't have a lot of the insurance and securities. We aren't putting money aside to send our kids to Harvard. They're lucky if they get high school. But you folks have sacrificed a great deal to me. And I don't want to come across this evening, a scolding or angry, but I really feel that we need to look at some things in our lives on a constant basis. Not that it's one thing that's built up and needs to be slashed, but it's a daily thing. And are we doing what we do heartily unto the Lord? And are we doing the will of the Lord heartily? And we've had some tremendous meetings in the mornings. We talked about the flesh and how that the flesh is hindering us. Our flesh comes up and wants to do these things, and because of that, we reason and ration in our hearts and our lives as we read the scriptures, and we can make things fit the way we want them to, and not the way God intended them. All the sects and religions that you find in the world today, quote, Christians, are built around verses of scripture, around phrases out of God's word. But it's not taken truthfully. They take and run to a scripture and destroy the whole meaning of it to preach the idea, and they're And as we deal with these people in Mexico, this is what we find, is these people have some knowledge. They have some words that they've taken out of the Bible. But they don't have salvation. They don't have the reality and the truth. Take the Jehovah Witnesses. They take a few verses in the Bible where Jesus the man is talking to God the Father in a prayer, and they throw out all the other verses that said that Jesus is God. You take the Catholics. They got a verse where it could be saying that Christ is talking to Peter and says, Peter, you're a rock, upon you I'll build my church. When in actuality he's saying, Peter, you're a rock, you're a stone, is what it says in English. In Spanish it's the same word. But you're a stone, on this rock I'll build the church. And the whole rest of the scripture supports that. But they'll throw out a dozen verses to cling to one that they like. You've got the guys that I call water dogs. They're the ones that you're saved by baptism. They'll pull one verse out of Acts that doesn't say baptism of water, but they'll say water baptism, and then build a whole doctrine and say you got to be baptized in water to be saved. Then you got the guys I call brother-in-laws. Yeah, I got a bunch of them both ways. But these are the guys that'll run to James and say, show me your works without faith is dead. They're trying to build their religion in the law, and we're based on grace because that's what the Bible teaches. But the very same thing happens to us in some ways that are more subtle, perhaps. And what I want to discuss with tonight is in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3:17, and then a few verses further down. We need to be motivated every day by the Lord God, but we also need to know what direction to go, and we need to do what we do heartily unto the Lord. It says in 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We'll skip 18 through 21 there. I don't want to get in this much trouble. Talk about the wives and the family. 22 says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye pleasing as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Let's pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we do pray that you'll touch and bless tonight. Lord, you have your message come forth and nothing more. Lord, we want the Spirit to shine forth in what we do here tonight. We want people to leave this place having been touched by the Lord Jesus Christ and not by ourselves. 23 says, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily. Those of you that know me, when it comes to construction, I do it heartily. There's some men here that's worked with me, and I think they'll confess to it. I put everything that I have into construction. When I'm ready to build a building, I don't sleep nights. I work every plan, every detail is out in my head. I know where the extension cord's gonna run. I know where you're gonna be standing 4 hours after we start. Because I plan this. I put my whole being and life into it. And for some reason we take this verse and say, do it heartily, and as long as we're putting ourselves into this, as I do, as you do into things that you enjoy, or the things that you like to do, and you're doing it heartily, you feel it's pleasing unto the Lord. I'll tell you, there's people in Mexico tonight that have a lot of faith. The Bible demands faith, and they have faith. But their faith isn't in the Word of God. They don't read it. They say, we believe the Bible, but they never read it. They build a whole, they place all their confidence in the fact that they have faith, but their faith isn't based in Jesus Christ. It isn't based on the Word of God. I work heartily to build a house, physically. But the Lord said, whatsoever you do, he wasn't saying whatsoever you want to do. He's not saying whatsoever you feel like doing. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily. He's saying, whatsoever you do, that's my will. He's talking about people in general. All of us have a different aspect of our life that God's given us a gift, and this is what we're to work in toward. He's not talking about you get to choose out this thing that you want to do, and if it happens to be golf, why go for it, you know? He's talking about doing the will of God and doing it heartily unto the Lord. The problem is, brothers and sisters, I judge you every time I see you, probably, if I was really honest, that you're not doing heartily as I do heartily. But I'm not doing the will of Lord if I'm over here building a house physically when I should be down building souls up and bringing them to the knowledge of Jesus Amen. Christ. So many times we just want to take a verse and say, well, I'm doing heartily. I'm diligent. But are we diligent in what the Lord commands? The Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A lot of times we take in our voice and say, I'll do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in our heart and our lives, we aren't doing the will of God. We have taken off on an avenue that we enjoy doing. We've taken off on a doctrine that we like. We need to come back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. What is your will for my life? I had to do that quite a while ago, 6, 7 years ago. I had to say, Lord, I'm spinning my wheels. I'm diligent. I'm doing it heartily, but I don't have the peace in my heart. There was a time when I was successful. There was a time when I was a failure. And both times I was diligent, but both times I had no peace. Just because I was successful, perhaps this year on the farm or in the business or whatever, didn't bring peace. What brings peace is doing the will of God in your life. We need to seek out what God has for us. It says here, servants, obey in all things your master, according to the flesh. Tim, I don't know if Tim Fitzgerald is here. He came dragging up one Friday afternoon. We'd worked about 55 hours in 100 degree heat. He come dragging up and he dropped down to verse chapter 4, and it says, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal. And I think he wanted his paycheck. And I said, brother, you skipped a verse. It says, servants, obey in all things your masters. And we went around with that for a while. But we're servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. So many times we want to skip down to 4. Verse 1 says, Lord, I want some reward now, you know. And maybe we can do that in the secular world, and maybe there's times when we must go to our boss and say, hey, it's time to equal things out here. But we're talking with the Lord God of this whole earth. We're talking one that created us and the one who's has us on the wheel, and he knows when the reward is time. And as long as we have breath to work for the Lord, we need to be putting out the effort to reach the lost, to build up the brothers and sisters. It may be a physical operation that you'll be doing. You may be out here, out and finish this building in the will of the Lord. We need to do that heartily. Amen. We drop off sometimes and say, well, I'm a rescue mission preacher or the Lord's called me to Mexico or whatever your particular main calling is. Then it comes time to do something physical like this or to fall in behind another brother who has another work. He says, I need some help over here at this other, preaching in the streets for a couple of weeks, so-and-so is taking a vacation. And we don't get heartily. We don't get diligent in that. We're slothful because it's not our work that the Lord's called us. We don't have individual works. I don't feel that God says, okay, Willie, you're in Operation Somebody Cares. You don't ever do anything else. And if anything else comes up, you just say, well, I've got my ministry, brother. Pass on by. But there's times when we step in behind and a real servant of the Lord is one that will be servant unto the men that the Lord is using. Amen. You may not always be the head honcho. You may not always be the one in the lead. And I think because we have this feeling and this pride, we don't ever step down to say, okay, I'll go and help here for fill in the lack, the slack part here. I'll go help out over here. Amen. We want to just always be in the premise. And this whole thing has been working on me. I don't have it together well, but my heart has been heavy over this because it's me. I want to be the preeminent one. I want to be seen as up there with the leaders. And in fact, I'm just the broom boy, you know. It says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. The singleness of heart isn't the singleness to our particular work, but it's to the whole work of God. Amen. And when it's our turn to step out and do the work that God has put forth to us, we need to go diligently with all our heart into it. But when it's time to follow another brother in a work that's maybe a little different, we've got time to help him out, we can make time to help him out, then we need to go heartily, just as if we was going the other direction. But the truth is, we do what we want to do. I've noticed that with every dealings with people I've had, we do what we want to do. If you want to go to the lake, you will take time off to go to the lake. If you want to buy this or that, you will buy that. If you want to give to missions, you'll give to missions. It's a matter of the heart. And brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go to the Lord and see what is His will for your life. I go to go to the Lord and ask you for grace to do all that He's doing heartily and not pleasing to men, knowing that the Lord, He shall receive the reward and the inheritance, for we serve the Lord Christ. We serve the Lord Christ. We serve Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator, the Savior. There's a whole world that doesn't know of our Savior. don't have him as Lord and Savior of their life. They have a figure of him, perhaps. They know the history of him, but they don't have salvation. We're in Mexico, brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel. Pray for us that we'll be faithful to him, that we'll give the gospel. And I encourage you to take a little time to consider your own heart, your own standing with the Lord. Are you neglecting what God has put before you to do just because it's not your preeminent, your first work? And are you doing your first work heartily? Do the second one, the third one. Amen. Follow behind some people, and God's people, and try to fill in the lacks so that we can march as a body, as a believers, Amen. Serving the Lord together in union.
Amen.